Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine because we are starting. Hey there, welcome back to the Live Free Podcast. I am so pumped today because you get to meet another amazing alum of the Live Free Academy, formerly Overwhelmed to Overbooked, and hear her story. And I am so jealous, so jealous of Steph. You're going to get to meet Stephanie O'Keefe today and how she went from being a stay-at-home mom with two toddlers to starting her business as a general virtual assistant, dabbling in some Pinterest management, social media management, graphics, to finally finding her bread and butter of web design and brand strategy. So now she has scaled her business with two toddlers at home, replaced her husband's income, which in turn allowed him to leave his corporate job to launch his own business. So now they both split the workload at home while running businesses. And I'm just so, so jealous of that. I wish that my husband was home and we were had more flexibility and were able to have more control over what our family life looked like. But you know, that's not his desire now. But when I see families that have that, I just think it's amazing. And you know, I can't help the jealousy creep in. But anyways, you are going to love Stephanie and how she built her business and all the lessons she's learned, the struggles she's had, and the triumphs she's had. And if you're sitting there not starting your business yet because you're telling yourself, but I don't have any experience, or I'm just a fill in the blank, you're going to love how Steph shares how she took her past experience as a teacher, the Live Free Academy course guidance, and went from virtually zero knowledge of web design and branding to now helping six-figure clients design and launch websites that convert. Don't let the lack of experience or not feeling like you have the skills needed to get started prevent you from getting started, because you can learn them as you go. And we're going to get to hear how Steph made that happen in today's episode. So without further ado, let's go meet Steph. Steph, welcome to the podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to have you on and just, gosh, the like wisdom and just the inspiration that's going to be gleaned from you being willing to share your story. I know that is such a important thing for women who are either considering doing this or in the early stages of starting up, to just hear as many examples of people who kind of started and did it and you know, what their journey looked like along the way, what successes, what challenges they had. So I just want to thank you in advance for just being willing to come on and share what it looks like to be a freelancer from your perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I know in the early phases and when I was first found out about your program, it was so important for me to listen and tune into your podcast and hear everyone's story because everyone's journey looks so different. And just finding those pieces that I could cling on to and really find that inspiration to. So I'm super excited to share with others at that phase of their business or even considering joining, you know, launching their business.
Yeah. So let's kind of start at the beginning. Like, tell us, first of all, who you are, what you do now, and then we'll go into like the beginning of your business and all of that, all of those fun details.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so I'm Steph. I am the owner of Southern Creative. So I work with service providers who are kind of in their like third plus years of business, who are really looking to up level their online presence through their branding and website design. So that's kind of where I am now. If we kind of rewind a few years, I was a few months postpartum when I found your course in December of 2019. And so I was going through all of those postpartum mom feelings. And, you know, it's, as everyone here knows, it's hard going through those first few months. And I had a toddler who was 2.5 when we had our youngest, and just really sat down and realized like I was needing more than as much as I love being with my boys, I was needing an outlet for myself outside of being mom and wife, and wasn't really sure what that was going to look like. I had gone down the route when we first had our oldest in 2017, went down the route of some looking at MLMs. I was a teacher. So before we had kids, I taught kindergarten and first grade, and knew when we had kids, I wanted to be able to be at home with them. So when we had our oldest, I made the transition to be a stay-at-home mom. We made some cutbacks financially to be able to make that happen, but we knew with a teacher salary, we wouldn't be able to afford to send our little to preschool or daycare and work. It wouldn't make sense. Yeah. That time, it would have been a wash. So,
and it's not like when you match that with the desire of like wanting to be at home, plus how much teachers work outside of it. Like,
yeah,
it just doesn't make sense for a lot of people to work their butts off, especially now with the stress that teachers have on their plates. It just doesn't make sense to go through all of that to break even or just make, I mean, for me, it would have been like an extra couple $100 a month.
Yeah. And really, that's kind of how we were too. But was it worth that level of exhaustion and like really not being able to be present? So really rewinding all the way back, that's kind of where we started. And of course, like, as you know, like I still wanted to be able to contribute financially. So I went down the route. I did VIP kids teaching online and I tried that. But it wasn't worth the, for me, the ROI on time away from being with our list, and the hours just weren't quite what I was wanting. So tried that, dabbled in it, didn't really work out. And then I didn't really try anything else as far as trying to find an income until we had our second little one. And I kind of, at the same time that I found your program, was approached by another like MLM company and was weighing both those options. And I remember the night that I sat down to watch your webinar, I was sitting next to my husband and I was like, I really think this is a really awesome opportunity. And, you know, she was a teacher just like I was. She's doing all of these amazing things at home with her littles. And he was definitely a little bit skeptical, but
as most husbands are, like,
what exactly is this? Yeah.
You hear work from home and like do this thing and oh, there's a course. And it's like, okay, wait a minute. Your like red flags are just going off. I know that's so many. I mean, that was my husband's kind of response and reaction too, because it was just something so new to what anyone in our families or like social circles did for work.
Exactly. And it's not something that you ever realize, you know, you're going to get, like, for me, like I was searching things and I found one of your ads. And so it's kind of like, you have that hesitation of like, how legit is this opportunity? Mm-hmm. But I could just tell from your personality, like I instantly, as soon as I turned on the webinar, I was like, she is amazing. Like she, like what you had gone through and launched, like how you launched your business and were able to stay at home was exactly what I was looking for. So I just knew I had this just faith in what you were offering. And my husband could see that within me after I watched your program. And I took a little bit of time after watching your webinar to fully like reflect. And it was just something that was still very much on my mind and my heart for a couple like days, weeks following watching it. Mm-hmm. And I just knew that it was something that I really felt I needed to do. And I think when my husband saw that it was something that I was talking about every day afterwards and really soaking in, that he knew that I was all in.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I decided to join your program, I made the promise to myself, like every day I would be doing something to move myself forward within this new like realm of opportunity. So whatever that looks like, sometimes, you know, it looks like showing up to your weekly meetings, like listening to your course. Other times just like holding space for myself on like mm-hmm. doing some yoga, going on a walk, and really being true to like, okay, I'm more than a mom and a wife. Like I need this time also for myself. So really holding that space was super powerful in those beginning and still is super powerful throughout this journey.
Did you do the NLM too, and like in conjunction with building freelance, or did you just do freelance?
I did. So I signed up the same time and it fell to the wayside. I think I made like $100 or something very minimal for my effort that I was putting in. I noticed the effort that I was putting into my VA business and what the return was versus the effort that I was putting into the MLM and what I was getting in return just wasn't apples to apples. So I just kind of stopped putting in that time and just kind of let that expire as far as the like fees that I was paying to be in the MLM and just fully focused in the VA world, online business.
Yeah. I think it's hard to kind of be in multiple places and like balance your time. And if you just, I mean, especially if you're a mom who's doing this nap time hustle type hours, you know, part-time hours trying to earn a full-time income, your time is so limited. And like, if you only get 3 hours a day, sometimes it's best to just do more mm-hmm. and go deeper with like one avenue versus Absolutely. Kind of trying to do a lot. But I know there's some people who rock and thrive in that, you know, multi-passionate things. I just know that that's not me. Like, I can give one thing my focus and do it well. So I was just curious what that looked like for you. So once you kind of made the decision to start freelancing, start your business, can you walk us through like what the early days looked like? And as far as like how long, you know, did it take you to go through the course and implement and start bringing on clients? Hey there, real quick interruption from me, Michaela Quinn. Anyways, I wanted to make sure that you knew that we just added a 12-month payment plan to our program, the Live Free Academy. You can enroll and get started today for just $147. If you go to go.michaelaquinn.com or just head to the show notes on this episode, we've got it linked there as well. You can read all the details and click one of the buttons to go enroll. And on there, you'll see the 12-month payment plan option. When you choose the 12-month payment plan option, you get the entire course the second you enroll. We don't hold anything back because you're on a payment plan. You'll get access to the How to Build Your Business from Start to Finish course, skills training, the job leads board, the coaching calls, the student community Facebook group, and everything else that is a part of the Live Free Academy program so that you can get started freelancing and land your first client in 30 days, 60 days, however long it takes you to go through the course and then start implementing. Again, you can see all the details at go.michaelaquinn.com/academy or head to the show notes and click the link there. All right, back to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So I joined the course in December of 2019. So I took the time, and of course, like the holidays and everything, I took that time in December and early January to go through the course, go through everything, learn as much as I could and just soak it in. I started taking clients in the beginning of January. So I wasn't fully through the course when I started taking on clients. I just jumped in. I got my portfolio together and started presenting myself for different positions and really launched in January of 2020. And then so by the end of February 2020, I was pretty much fully booked. So just between those 2 months, and I was taking on different types of positions. So like Pinterest management, like social media, like marketing, Pinterest managed, like all of the things that I could, like creating graphics for those things, managing those different avenues, like writing posts, content. And in the end of February, beginning of March, I had said, okay, I'm fully booked. My time is capped with what I have said I would like to devote to this and be able to still be fully present for the boys and what was working for our family. My husband was working full time. So I was very much doing the nap time hustle, early mornings, evenings, wherever I could kind of fit in those extra couple hours during the day. And then in March, there was one other opportunity that kind of popped up, and I had said, I'm not going to take on anyone else, but this opportunity just felt like in my heart, like I needed to explore it. So I ended up interviewing for that and taking on one last retainer client at that time. And so that was kind of where I stayed for a while and just started really soaking in where my passion was in the different tasks that I was given and doing, and just really learning from as many people as I could in those businesses.
Yeah. So what is, like, back then, like, what was your kind of like ideal amount of hours that you wanted to work and were able to work / you know, add on to being a stay-at-home mom? What did those hours look like for you?
Yeah. So really, I think I had maxed myself out between like 10 to 15 hours a week. I was working during nap time, and then mostly I work better in the morning. So like maybe 1 to 2 hours in the morning, and depending on the day, like 1 to 2 hours during nap time. And that was my max. I try not to have any meetings during my, like, what I call mom time. Just kind of fit it in to our schedule the best that I could.
Yeah. Isn't that, I'm always still just so amazed and so shocked at what's possible, and like being able to contribute a substantial income to your family working 10 to 15 hours a week.
Yeah. I'm still blown away by it too.
I love that. So your first initial clients, it sounded like you were kind of just doing anything and everything. Where did you go to find clients in the beginning? What kind of routes did you take?
Your job board was one of the first ones that I used. It wasn't, I don't think, where I found my first client. My first client was in a Facebook group for teachers. And I felt like that was my first direction that I had gone, because it felt comfortable coming from like a education background with teaching. I felt like I may not know this side of that business, but when I was teaching, like I had all of that to kind of come back to. So I started in the Facebook group for teachers. And that was my first client, was with Pinterest management and inbox management. So working with them to just create the visuals. She had someone else making the copy at that time, writing the copy. And so I just did the visuals and managed her inbox for a while, and realized my passion was really in making things just visually beautiful. And that was like what I kept getting drawn to. And so it wasn't until one of my retainer clients had mentioned that they needed a website mock-up. And at that time, I had no idea what a website mock-up was, but thank goodness for Google and Pinterest, and you can literally find how to do anything, which is just amazing. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of dipped my toe in what that looked like. And I was like hooked pretty quickly into just bringing this like strategy and aesthetics together into one concept was something that was just super, super awesome.
Yeah. So, okay, I have two kind of follow-up questions to that, because I know two things that I guess get asked all the time from people considering this is, number one, how did you learn these things? Because like, you are a former kindergarten teacher and a former stay-at-home mom, you haven't, you know, had to manage Pinterest before. Like, how did you learn these things of social media management and web design? So that's the first part. And then the other part is, how did you land clients as a beginner when, you know, a lot of clients want to know, what's your experience? So those are two questions that I get constantly from people. And I just would love to kind of hear your perspective on how those two things didn't keep you stuck or hold you back.
Yeah. So I think learning all of the things. I feel like all of the tools that you provide in your course just set up the your tool bag. Like you have all of the tools that you need to feel confident putting yourself out there. Learning the skills. I remember watching all of the Master of Business videos that you have experts come in and do tutorials. I watched those and then just really binging YouTube, listening to other podcasts of people who are an expert in those fields. And really, I learn really well by just doing. So really just jumping in and telling myself, you know, you can do this. You can absolutely, you're capable of learning a new skill and just fully jumping in and having that faith. So I'm sure my first few pins that I did were not, you know, super stellar. And as neither was my first web design mock-up that I did, but you know, it's just doing the work.
It was a start.
Learn it. Yeah. You have to start somewhere. And that kind of leads to the next question that you have of how did I find clients as a beginner? I feel like in the online world, business world, there are so many different phases of business and finding those other business owners who are also newer. They also don't necessarily need someone who's been, you know, running Pinterest ads for years or who's an expert in marketing. They're also figuring out what areas they fully need support in. And I found that finding other business owners who are in a similar stage helped me to develop the skills that I needed. And as I continue to grow those skills, have been able to grow also with who I'm working with as far as business owners and stuff.
Yeah. So when you say you've been able to grow with business owners, do you mean like your initial clients or as your skill set? Did you find that like as your skill set improved? Sometimes I see that as a business owner, my growth is pretty steady. There's not like crazy jumps anymore. Like there was in the beginning of like, okay, my first year. And then it was like a crazy explosion year. And then after that, I was expecting like a crazy explosion every single year. And that just wasn't reality or what happened for me. And I find that contractors though are able to grow at a much faster pace sometimes than their clients. And so then as part of your, you know, contractors or service providers, freelancers growth comes revising that ideal client, sometimes letting go of initial clients and leveling up like who they're working with sort of thing.
So yeah, so I kind of did a little bit of both. Some clients I made the hard decision to decide to part ways and decided that what I was doing for them as far as the services I was providing was no longer an area that was lighting me up and like that I was passionate about. And then I've been able to keep on one main retainer client where I am doing where my main focus is now, which is with web design and really being able to continue to grow with them as well as grow the types of businesses that I'm working with.
Walk us through kind of like the pivot. When did that start to happen? And what did it look like to really pivot your business from kind of doing everything or whatever like a specific client needed to specializing and focusing in on web design and branding strategy for service providers and coaches?
Yeah. So it was probably right around like the 6 month mark of launching my business. I think the biggest pivotal point, this kind of goes into like a different answer, but the biggest pivotal point was when my husband was faced with the decision of whether or not he was going to continue down the corporate world with his career or if he would look into other opportunities. So at that point, we had kind of sat down and looked at my business and what I was currently bringing in, the clients I was having that I was working with, and decided what would be best for our family moving forward, what types of hours that I was looking for and what I needed to support the businesses that I was currently working with and wanting to work with, and what I was passionate about offering with web design. And what that would look like. And then also from a family perspective, what that would look like financially for me to take over the full financial burden while he kind of pivoted away from the corporate world. Mm-hmm. So that was the biggest pivotal moment in me really pivoting down to web design and branding strategy, was taking this from kind of nap time hustle, working solely during those times that the boys were sleeping, to I'm going to get, you know, more full-time days. So I take 2 days really during the week. So full-time for me is still only like 2 days, but really taking that more structured time and taking on that financial burden as who's supporting the family during that time. So that was the biggest like reason behind that pivotal moment of saying, okay, this is where my focus is. Mm-hmm. This is where my passion lies. And this is how I can best support not only the business owners that I'm working with, but also my family.
Yeah. Cause I mean, supporting your family and your dreams, your goals, your lifestyle, that has to be a priority as well, so that you're building a business that works for you and not the other way, like not the other way around. I see so many people who get burnt out or all these like sad, like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. And just, I'm like, ooh, I wish it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. Like that hustle, that constant hustle and constant need to be doing. And it, I mean, the struggle is real, right?
Like, yes,
it's hard. You have to like mentally block off that time, because running a business and what I do, I'm so passionate about. It's so easy to get swept into that hustle mindset, especially because it's so much out there and it feels like your competition or those other people in that who are more successful are doing that. And so it's so important to really block off that time. And I found I've since like made what I call mom days and work days, and like really hold to that calendar and say, this is our family time. This is my, you know, one-on-one time with each of my littles. And on the other side, this is my work time. This is when I really need to sit down and focus. And these are the things that I specifically need to get done, and really like time blocking those hours.
So on your like full-time days, full-time like work days, do you have daycare? Are kids in school? Does your husband take over? How does your family kind of balance that? Because I know now your husband has his own business too.
So that's been a whole like transition in itself with him. He did decide to step away from corporate and launch a business of his own, which has been just pivotal for us as a family. And something that honestly we would never have considered had I not found your program, because literally didn't even realize that these opportunities were out there. That, you know, it's kind of one of those things, that fixed mindset of, oh, that's just not in our cards. This is what we do. This is, you know, I went to school to become a teacher and now I'm a stay-at-home mom. And, you know, this is just kind of how it is. But really finding that growth mindset and learning how many opportunities are out there has been pivotal for us. And we sat down together as a couple and decided, okay, what do each of our businesses need on a weekly basis? What are some of our goals? Not just like financially, of course, financial goals are super important, but also like emotionally and from a like balance within our family. And what do we want our time with our boys to look like? And so we sat down and figured out a schedule. And that schedule is semi-fluid, because every month can come with different goals, different types of projects. My husband runs a painting business. And so the seasons are super dependent on how busy he is too. And then with, as you know, with the online business, there's definitely ups and downs in when business owners are looking for more support or less support. So really looking at those, being open to those conversations at the beginning of the month. Okay, this is what our goal is. This is really what we need those days to look like. So we kind of set up a schedule where I have two main like work days, as so does he. And then we have like an office day where we're both kind of working from home. When I first launched my business, it was right before COVID. And so we had no childcare. We did that at home preschool. And so it was a very different process than what it is now. They're in school half days for a few days during the week. So we have some of that time away where it's solid office hours for both of us, where neither of us are wearing the parent hat. But it is nice that we can kind of pass back and forth between who is in the main person in charge on those days. And that person is who drives them to school and picks them up. So if it's like a mom day or a dad day, we kind of flip flop.
That's so cool. I love that. Now, do you guys have a day where you're both off midweek to do things together? Or
so we kind of take Fridays mm-hmm. where we have like office to hours. I work with him within his business as mm-hmm. well. So we kind of take that time to do some oversight of like marketing mm-hmm. and like analysis of how everything is working and like what our goals are on that side. So we kind of mm-hmm. take that time as like a date slash working mm-hmm. time.
Cool. That is so, I'm so jealous. I am so jealous. If only I could convince Holland to come home and do something different, but
yeah,
it's not in our cards yet, but yeah. I would
maybe one day.
Love that to happen. Yeah. Maybe someday.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to kind of the pivot and making that transition. Cause I know typically, like you said, kind of around that 6 month mark, that's where I see a lot of people, and there's nothing magical about 6 months. You can pivot sooner. You can pivot later, pivot multiple times, but anytime there's a pivot, there's always a lot of times I see, and even myself, like fear or things you're nervous about. And if I decide to focus in just this thing, am I going to limit myself? And like, things are going great now. Is everything going to be like broken if I make a switch, or am I going to lose everything? There's so many different like what ifs and thoughts and fears. So I'm just curious how you kind of mentally and emotionally went through that pivot. And then, you know, what did it look like? How long did it take you to, you know, decide, okay, this is what I'm doing, to being booked out as a web designer and branding strategist?
Yeah. So as far as like the emotional, like with any change in life and in business, it is very like mindset is huge. And so finding my people within your community that you've built and then eventually branching out to other, you know, like there's so many groups of people who are running businesses, other women who are in similar phases, and finding my people within those communities to support and to, you know, support each other and bounce those hard moments off of each other and just be honest and true with like where we are. And just having that accountability was definitely pieces that really helped me get through any hard moments in my business. So any doubts, like, am I doing the right thing? Is this really needed? Are there people out there who are willing to invest in this? Is this like what I'm really good at? And really like asking those questions and then having those conversations with those who I've grown to be able to call really close friends and, you know, really have my online like business family where I can really be completely honest with and have those breakdowns, because it, you know, it's not all rainbows and sunshine, and it's hard, and it's a lot of hard work and a lot of early mornings and listening to self-development things and mm-hmm. just really like working not only on skills that I use within my business, but on myself. And I think that's been a huge piece is like before I started my business, like I did yoga and things like that, but never really dove into like a lot of mindset work. And that has been really helpful for me just as a mom and a wife and business owner to be mm-hmm. able to work on that and own where I am in my journey and really own those feelings and identify them and then, you know, move past those.
Mm-hmm.
Move past those things. So that's a big piece of that pivot and just having that community of support.
And then what did it look like logistically, like making that pivot? Could you walk us through kind of like that timeline of from when you made that pivot to kind of when you felt like realized like, okay, I like reached my and like my goal? Cause I know you eventually replaced your husband's income.
Yeah. So it was definitely a slow transition.
Mm-hmm.
It was a slow transition until we made that big jump to him leaving and starting his own business. So it was kind of like I would slowly, okay, this month, this is the client that I'm going to let them know in the next, you know, 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I can't continue working in this capacity. Here are some other amazing people that you can reach out to, and kind of giving them other resources that they can connect with and other people who do offer those services.
Which I just want to interrupt here and say, that is so smart to make that transition slow. You don't have to go from like cushy, you know, beginner to established freelancer income, whatever that looks like for you, to cut it all out one day to make your pivot. It can be a slow process. Like, okay, let one client go, bring in a new project next month. And so it's just a slow process, but your financials and like all of that are taken care of along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is. I feel like all too often it feels like it needs to be either like 0 or 100%, like either I am doing this or I'm not. And so just really looking at what your individual goals are and what that needs to look like by a case-by-case basis, and just communicating with where your passions are. I mean, this didn't happen for me with those particular clients, but I have had other friends and other colleagues who, as they were pivoted, they were able to find different positions within that same company, and just being like honest with what that pivot looks like for you and where you plan to take things.
Yeah. So you slowly kind of started letting go of clients. What did it look like to replace that with the web design and branding? Because I know like beforehand you were pretty retainer dominant, and then going to like web design and branding, that's more project-based. So in and out, for those of you listening and not fully familiar with like retainer versus project-based model, retainer tends to lead to that like steady, consistent income. You have five clients, each at $1,000 package, you make $5,000 a month. But then and that's more like social media management, Pinterest management, virtual assistant, OBM, some of those things lend more to retainer-based. But then other services like web design and branding, that's not typically something everyone's going to need a new website, you know, and a new brand every single month. So it tends to be more project-based or in and out. So there's a need for a constant or a consistent influx of new leads and potential clients. And so I'm just curious kind of what that transition from retainer to project-based really looked like for you.
Yeah. So it was definitely a transition because like you said, you get used to like, these are my clients. This is the projects that we're doing for this month. And this is what that's going to look like. Being able as like taking on brand design and web design clients, it is, like you said, a much more kind of, this is the project for this month. And then after this project is done, you know, you need a new project, a new client. So that really comes back down to, I focus a lot on like relationship building and relationship marketing, where I'm constantly trying to find new connections and in a very like authentic way.
Yeah.
It's not in my personality to just kind of drop pitches to people, but really just finding those people who have that passion for their business, the same passion that I have for mine, and really finding people who are just passionate and need that support. And those projects typically lead to one or two other connections that they potentially are needing. So kind of snowballs on top of each other, but it was a scary pivot because you kind of come for this. It's like a bubble that you're in, like you're in your comfort zone, kind of stepping out a little bit of that world of the retainer client into the one-on-one. Yeah. So there's like a good mix of both where I could take on, and I found like this nice balance where I can take on one to two like one-on-one projects within my business, and then also still continue to work within a retainer capacity where I take on typically like one project in that capacity per month as well, where I'm still able to estimate what my financials are going to be for this month and the upcoming few months based on that project workload. And then really sit down and say, okay, what does our family life need to look like? Do I have the capacity to take on any more projects at this time? Or do we need to push that to next month? And kind of really being able to flex. And I think that's the most amazing part of running your online business is you have that fluidity to be able to say like, yes, I can take on more, And I think that's my favorite part of working mm-hmm. with one-on-one projects is you can kind of have that of, okay, I need to.
We want to do a fancy vacation this summer. So I'm going to take on
yes,
two absolutely. Extra web designs.
Yes. Like we want this, or like when we made that pivot of like, what does this need to look like for you to like my husband to launch his own business? I'm like, I can do this. Like I can go get a few more clients, which is mm-hmm. sounds, you know, crazy just to say that, like you're just like, I can just go get a few more clients, but it really is that dedication of like, this is what I'm going to do and mm-hmm. really going out and finding those opportunities because there's so many different avenues of finding those. Like your job board has been amazing in those those moments of, oh my goodness, we really want to go to the beach for spring break or for a week. Like, what do we need to do to influx our income to kind of make those goals?
Yeah. I think that's one thing. I like how you do have that one retainer client. So there is some of that steady consistency, even though you have that consistency with like, you know, leads and projects each month, you still have that retainer client plus the projects. It's like the best of both worlds. So many people think it either needs to be one or the other. You can blend it however works best for you.
Absolutely.
So how long with the pivot did it take you to replace your husband's corporate income?
So I had started that pivot around 6 months and then he left in like January. So it was another like 5 to 6-ish months where I fully had the capacity like hour-wise to even consider bringing on more clients. So that was the biggest pivot as far as having just the time to be able to bring on more clients to replace his income. So within a year of launching my business, kind of going through that pivot, which, you know, a year in online business world is like, feels like it goes super fast as far as how many skills and growth that actually occurs during that time, but really, really within that first year.
So your first year, sorry, for those of you, maybe you've heard little giggles throughout or little voice sounds. Oh. Thomas is cutting out his nap and joining us. So he's losing his patience for this right now, but he's doing his best. So I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Was that you were able to replace his income within the first year of starting your business? Or was it like a full year from once you decided to pivot to web design?
So six months. So within the year of launching my business within that year. And then, so I'm in my like second, I've been in business for 2 years. So I'm in like going on 3 years. But within that first year was when I really pivoted to web design. And then between year one to two, took on projects, was bringing in his income and really like learning all of those skills that I needed to learn to be able to fully make that pivot and feel comfortable and confident in offering those services at a level that is a standard that I was holding myself to. Like when I do something, I really want to be able to do it to the best of my ability. Mm-hmm. And so really like building that confidence, and that kind of goes just through practice and just repeating.
Repetition.
And learning. Yeah.
Yeah. So what does business look like for you now going into, it's about, I mean, a third into your third year?
I mean, it looks different. I mean, every month, it just kind of depends. Again, like I said, like what we need for our family and life to look like. But I mean, I dabbled a little bit in doing like VIP days, but found for me with our boys, that wasn't something that I really wanted to commit to at this time. So I take on 1 to 2 clients a month and work about 20 hours a month with my retainer project, with my retainer client, and really like have my mom days where we go to the park, we go to the museum and do all of these fun mom moments and get some good exercise. And then on my work days, I buckle down, hustle, and get those projects cranked out and really designed.
Well, as we wrap up, Steph, is there any like big goals or any big projects you're working on right now? Or are you kind of in a season of maintenance right now?
Yeah. So I feel like I'm kind of at the end of a season of maintenance and going, I'm in a season of growth. I'm working on a few pieces that are like templates that I can sell on the side of doing one-on-one services. So just kind of working to grow and meet some business owners who are a little bit earlier on in their phases, who may not have thousands of dollars to fully invest on a fully custom website, working on some pieces that I can offer like semi-custom brands and websites. So that's kind of where my passion and my heart has led me recently, and really excited to kind of continue to work through those things. A big piece of my, like a big part of my passion is really bridging that gap of that tech overwhelm of launching a website, and you're launching a business, you're not really fully sure all of the ins and outs as far as the tech goes. But so being able to bridge that gap for my clients and be able to find a way to meet semi-newer business owners by offering those semi-custom options has been like a piece that I've been really drawn to. So I'm working on building that part of my business.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting. So, I mean, guys, being right now, I'm kind of, I'm just in the middle towards to beginning of being in a state. Actually, I'm not in the middle. I'm in the beginning of being in a state of just kind of maintaining with having a baby. Well, by the time this goes live, he'll be here. So with a brand new baby, like I'm just in a state of maintenance. There's always new projects. There's always new goals to work on, but don't be afraid to also just kind of put things on the back burner and pause. And when the time is there, when like mentally, physically, I know there's no such thing as like the right time, but like sometimes our responsibilities in the season of life that we're in, that changes.
I think for me, like my biggest like advice for someone starting out or newer business owners is like to truly embrace that, like embrace like the ups and downs, being able to like adjust as needed for what works best for your family. Like it may not be what works best for your biz besties like schedule or what you see someone showing up with on social media, but like really being honest with what you need that to look like. And then just fully embracing the phase of business that you're in, like embrace learning.
Yeah. Well, Steph, thank you so much for coming on. If people want to come kind of follow you, learn more from you about the web design and, you know, the tech, and especially take advantage of some of those templates that you're launching later on, where's the best place to come follow you?
Yeah. So I hang out a lot on Instagram over at Southern Creative Co is my handle. And the other way place to connect with me is over, I'm on Pinterest and then also on my website, southerncreativeco.com.
Awesome. Well, we will link to all of those on the show notes, guys, so you can go and find and just wait for those to launch and stuff. But Steph, thank you so much for coming on. And it's been a pleasure kind of just catching up and hearing your story. I'm just congratulations on everything you've accomplished. That's truly, truly amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been truly amazing chatting with you. And just thank you so much for having me on your show and giving me the opportunity to share my story with others who are either early on in their business or considering launching. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. We love having all the interviews and stories over here.
Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.